Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Letterkenny Rugby Club head coach Paul O'Kane. Paul, first off, congratulations on the win yesterday. You must be delighted.
Oh, absolutely delighted for all the boys and the squad, but for the club in general. There's a lot of hard work going on in the club, and a lot of people deserve a lot of credit, so it's nice to reap the benefits of that.
And tell us a bit about the game yesterday and who got their scores.
Well, I think 10-9 probably tells its own story. Virginia missed a kick last play of the game to win the game, so it was a hugely attritional affair. Very little between the sides, and that's three times we've played Virginia this year where there's been a kick of a ball between the sides. We went behind early doors to a penalty. We were 3-0 down. We started to play some real good rugby then, come into the game, midway through the first half. Built a lot of pressure off the back of a good penalty count. And Daniel Faulkner, after I think it was three consecutive scrums, went over, crashed over, and came and short was able to get the conversion. So we went into half time at 7-3. Second half, to be honest, we didn't control the play as much as we had hoped to, with the breeze in our back. And Virginia were very strong, scored a couple of penalties to take the lead. And we, I think from the restart, actually, there was a great restart from Daniel Faulkner again. The guys really chased well, put in two, three fantastic defensive sets, and we were able to squeeze a penalty out of Virginia, and came in short. For a 18-19-year-old young fella to step up and with a serious amount of pressure slot a fantastic kick was all credit to him. So as I say, we were able to hold on. I don't think I've seen bravery like it, defensive wise, in a long, long time. The guys 1-20 put their bodies on the line, and as I say, they deserve huge credit for getting over the line, away from home. Against Virginia, I think Virginia, as you said after the game, were the only side this year to stop the Knights from scoring a try. So it was a fantastic effort by the whole squad.
Yeah, I'm sure you must be delighted with your players. Well, now in the final, you play Monaghan. Have you seen much of them this year, and what do you make of them?
We've played Monaghan away from home early on in the season. It was probably our best performance to a degree of the season down there. They're a very well organised, well coached side. They call it, they probably won the league we're in pre-COVID, but we're just unlucky with the way the season finished. So they're very very big, very physical. They'll be a very, very tough nut to crack, should we say. I think I'm led to believe they've a couple of players back in their squad again that's give them a boost at the right time of the season as well. So even the way they were able to get rid of a fairly well-organized Cavan side, 34-5 I think it was yesterday, would tell you that it's going to be a massive physical and mental challenge in the final for the boys. But our guys fully deserve their place, and they'll look forward to the challenge of playing Monaghan at Ravenhill. It's two completely different styles of rugby. Monaghan are very physical. We'll play a forward-orientated game and look to play territory, and the guys all look to play ball and play fast, free-flowing rugby. So it's going to be an interesting final.
Yeah, and a few games left in the league. Will this win yesterday, will it help motivate the players for the remainder of the season?
I think it's given the guys a hell of a lot of belief. Not least because when you look at the squad that went down to Virginia yesterday, to come out the right side of that game yesterday, Musson, Peter Scott, Matthew Faulkner, James Perry, David Ward, who's now moved to Australia, John Anthony McFadden, any side at any level would miss those guys, and I thought our guys coped with it fantastically well. So for the wider squad, I think it's given a serious amount of belief moving forward into a period of time where it's going to be, like, to be honest, a cup final coming every week for the next 6 weeks. There's a savage amount of rugby to be played. But yesterday, for the likes of Jack Spear, who was moved from the back row into the centre, and he was nothing short of heroic. To get Andrew Gibson back into the squad at 35-36, he's on the he's in the twilight of his career, should we say, but like, he was absolutely fantastic yesterday. There were so many good performances yesterday, it's hard to pick anybody out, but I think those two, regards their defensive effort in tandem with Keenan Short, deserve massive, massive credit. Daniel Fulton and Ben Hopkins managed the game at 9 and 10 very well. And one day 20, the guys fronted up magnificently physically. Say the second half was back to the wall stuff. It was continuous defensive sets, and as I say, the way that they closed out the game and played to the very final second of the game was all credit to them. So that they're going to take massive confidence out of that, but they're also going to know that they have to deliver that level of performance now, week in, week out, over the next week, if they're going to achieve freaking league finals and cup finals. I think if we actually are going to win anything this year, I would say we'll have to beat Monaghan three times over the next 6 weeks, which is a huge ask of any club, but I suppose they're in the same position, and we would probably realistically have to go down to Virginia again and one away from home in a league playoff final. So huge challenges ahead, but that's why you play the game, and I suppose that's the guys have earned the right to be playing rugby at this time of year. I think they were saying it's 11 years since they were in a cup final. It's 7-8 years since they were involved in league promotion playoffs. So the squad deserve huge credit for turning things around over the past 10 months so quickly in the club. Even the development team at second team level that we have in the club at the moment are sitting top of their league and also in with a shout of one in their league, and they didn't exist 6-7 months ago. So they have went from only fielding one side to now fielding two senior sides and both sides competing at the top end. I think that goes to show the level of commitment that the guys have put in across the board, and the support and whole club field has been fantastic.